Well, despite a day of protests against its participation, Israel last night qualified for the final of the Eurovision Song Contest with its song Hurricane, performed by Eden Golan. The final takes place tomorrow night in the Swedish city of Malmo, and the presence of Israel has divided Eurovision fans, with Rory O'Neill, also known as Panty Bliss, opting not to show this year's event at his Panty Bar pub in Dublin city centre. Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll went there last night and asked customers for their Eurovision opinions.
They got rid of Russia a few years back, wasn't it? Recently enough, last year or the year before. So by that logic, yeah, I wouldn't agree that Israel should be kept in, I suppose, in that sense, you know.
Would you be conflicted now at all with Ireland in the final on Saturday?
I hope they do well, you know. Should they be watching? That's up to the individual, isn't it, you know?
It is a song contest. It's about joy and what humans do best. And it's not about politics.
Will you be watching the final on Saturday night?
I'll watch bits of it, yeah.
Supporting Babby Thug?
Oh, 100%.
Ultimately, I think Panty made the wrong choice for her customers, who come here for other reasons, to escape, to enjoy the competition. So I think it was a bit of a stretch decision, in my view.
I think it's up to whoever wants to show it can show it. I think it's a pity it's not being shown, because it's been on for so long and there's a lot of LGBTQ people represented. But I do think, in regards to Israel, I just don't think two wrongs make a right.
Then on Saturday, would you watch the final?
Personally, for me, I think the Eurovision is a great stage, and I think it's amazing that Ireland have got through. I may not watch it, but it's not to do with the conflict.
Ireland now are in the finals on Saturday night, Bambi Tug. Will you be watching? Will you be supporting?
I don't know who I'll be supporting, but I'll be watching, yes.
Some customers in Dublin's Panty Bar last night. Well, in Malmo, meanwhile, there have been protests against Israel's presence. Environmental activist Greta Thunberg was among those on the streets.
And once again, young people are leading the way, showing the world how we should react to this.
Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is in Malmo. Evelyn, on Wednesday night's rehearsal, Eden Golan's performance was booed by some members of the audience. What happened last night?
Well, it was really interesting because we were all obviously really watching out for that, but the performance really went flawlessly, and I was saying, I think organisers would have been pretty relieved. We heard no booing. I wasn't inside. I was outside the media centre watching it, but certainly on the broadcast version of it, we heard no booing. In fact, we heard lots of enthusiastic cheering, even the people down the front cheering, and the Israeli journalists in the media centre were ecstatic when Israel got through. So it was interesting to see kind of how that panned out, because, you know, everybody was so interested to see would that booing continue.
The Eurovision organisers always say that it's just a song contest, it shouldn't be political. But let's face it, everything is political. What did the EBU say about the role of politics this year?
Well, I spoke to the Deputy Director General of the EBU, Jean-Philippe Detendre, last night and put all this to him. And Rachel was making the point that, like, exactly that, you know, isn't it naive at this point to claim that it's apolitical? It is political. But he really just reiterated that message. And everywhere you go down here, they have this phrase, united in music, and it's absolutely plastered all over the place. And that is their message. They are saying this is apolitical. Then I kind of said, look, isn't there a duty of care to the performers? You know, many of them are young, they're inexperienced, and they're just constantly kind of being asked about this and being put under pressure on social media. Many of them have spoken out about it. Indeed, Bambi again talking about it this week. And he said, look, we are putting supports in place. They're in a bubble. They're safe. They're secure. And we just see this as a music contest. This is not a political contest. So they're just very, very keen and firm to stick with that line. I was saying, but next year, does it change things? And he said, no, absolutely not. This is a music contest. 160 million people watch this. We know it. You know, we know the success of this.
Now, for the first time in a long time, Ireland will be in the final. And I gathered that the running order has just been released.
Yeah, we got the running order. Obviously, everybody was waiting until we got the finalists last night. So Israel looks like they're playing in sixth tomorrow night, and then Bambi Thug is 10th. We are in between Latvia and Estonia, so they are good performers, but they're not Croatia, which is the frenemy for all of us at this point. So I think 10th is good. I think by 10th, people have sort of really sat down and started watching it. So I'm kind of optimistic. I wouldn't have liked earlier, you know. I just think that you kind of, people get into the swing of things a little bit. So I'd say they're pretty happy with 10th, but it will be a long night because there's another number of performers afterwards to listen to as well. So it's going to be nerve-wracking for everybody. But I don't know, Rachel, I think 10th is pretty good. I was happy with that.
Yeah, and I suppose 10th is early enough too that you're not bored, because by the time of the last few, you're kind of, oh God, another one.
Well, there's a fella to watch out for now, and there's a pair of shorts flying around and all that kind of stuff. Like, some of the stuff is actually crazy and really good fun. There's a lot of kind of very glamorous women in gold, the bit of the Celine Dion vibe. You know, after a while, they're lovely and fabulous, but they get a bit kind of samey. But there's a few apps.
Ah, and with that, obviously, you can't criticise the Eurovision in any way. If you do, it gets cut off. Our apologies for that. That was Evelyn O'Rourke there in Malmo.